Hi, my name's Becky. I'm from Magna and we're at ChefX because we want to show the people of Sheffield what a unique venue we have and how much we can offer.
Hi, it's David Toft from Westfield Health. We're here today at the ChefX event really to continue our continued support for the local businesses, obviously provide an opportunity to show our new branding and marketing, sales and marketing materials off, and really to offer any questions or answers, to provide answers for the local people.
Hello there, my name's Andy Hanselman from Andy Hanselman Consulting. We help businesses get better at what they do by thinking in 3D, which is about being dramatically and demonstrably different. And that's what I'm talking about at ChefX today. And it's great to see so many businesses coming. We're going to give them some ideas on how they can differentiate themselves, create remarkable customer experiences in the marketplace, and actually make themselves better businesses. And there's a real great buzz here, and hopefully we can keep it going.
Okay, my name's Claire Thompson. I work for Mercury Taxis in Sheffield. We've come to ChefX today to meet some new clients and to work with some existing clients and to get our brand name out and about in Sheffield a little bit more. It's really busy here today. We're really pleased with the amount of people that have come through the door.
Hi, my name is Kylie Tan. I'm from Wasco Brown and we are at ChefX 2014. The reason we are at ChefX is because this is a great place for everyone to, the local businesses to just come here and meet other local businesses as well. And in Sheffield itself, there is not many occasions that you can do this, and ChefX is just one of those occasions that we can do that.
Carla Davis of Hartshaw, thanks very much for joining me today.
Hi.
So you've been speaking here at ChefX today. What was your topic? What have you been talking about?
We've been covering international tax, and in particular I mentioned VAT because that's my specialism. We just wanted to get across to everybody that how important it is that they need to take advice, because there's different rules wherever you go.
There are different rules that affect businesses from Sheffield, from the UK, that are trading internationally.
That's
so
right,
so
yeah.
What considerations do businesses need to have?
I think they need to consider what type of trade they're going to do, whether they're actually just going to be exporting or whether they actually want to set up a presence overseas, so that they want a branch, or would they like to set up a brand new company, so have a subsidiary, because obviously depending on how you set up your business, it's going to be different tax treatments, and a business needs to consider double tax. Obviously they don't want to pay too much tax, so if they've got a business abroad, whether it be in Europe or outside Europe, what's going to happen when they bring profits back into the UK? Are they going to be taxed twice? Do they get any relief on that? And I think a lot of businesses just don't consider that, see an opportunity and maybe jump into it before they've considered that implication.
So if they don't consider that too late, then they are going to pay a penalty by being taxed twice.
Well, yeah, they could end up taxed twice, and if they don't look at, because there's different treaties, so there's double tax treaties. So as long as that's looked into before, then hopefully they can avoid paying too much tax. But yeah, if they don't look into that, they just jump straight in, then they might end up paying too much tax, and I'm not sure, but possibly they could end up not getting that back.
So they need to plan ahead, and they need to talk with you, and they need to talk with someone locally as well.
Yeah, it's strongly advised that they have an advisor wherever they're going to trade, and we recommend that that advisor speaks to us as well, because we know what's happening from the UK, and they can tell us what's happening over there, so we can implement the UK rules and say, well, this is what's going to happen with this subsidiary or this branch, and then they can do it from the other side as well.
Fabulous. So take proper advice from people like yourself.
Yes.
And how's ChefX been so far?
It's been really good. A good mix of businesses, and everybody just wants to talk to each other, which is really, really nice.
Excellent. Yeah. Well, thanks very much for joining me today.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Nigel Short. My company is Voot. We're in business telecoms. I'm here at ChefX because as a local business, I think it's important to be networking with lots of local people, lots of local businesses. This event is absolutely designed for that, and it would have been stupid not to be here.
My name's Donna Wingle from Accountability in Sheffield. We've come down to ChefX today to promote our services as bookkeepers. We do VAT returns, payroll, management accounts, and we're currently offering 3 months free bronze level support with our accounting software, Xero. Lots of people have come over today and visited our stand. It's been really interesting. We've met a lot of new faces. We'll definitely attend next year. It's been really good fun.
My name's Martin from Sugarcane. We've come to ChefX today to start to profile our business a bit more in Sheffield. We brought the sofa, a mock lounge, coffee table, just sat here drinking tea and chilling out.
Martin Ross, Managing Director of HR Media, a public relations company based here in Sheffield. Jamie, it's great to be at the ChefX event. First one I think that's ever been held in the city, and I think it's got off to a cracking start. Best part of 100 exhibitors here, a whole range of different Sheffield businesses, and it does really say the city is open for business. It's got a lot going for it, and we've certainly witnessed that this morning. Our stand here has been, we think, particularly busy. We've had a lot of inquiries about the type of work that we do, very much focused on media relations, but looking at web development, looking at social media development. So we're delighted, and you know, we really do feel that you know, Sheffield is on the up, and that's certainly reflected in ChefX today.
Hello, my name is Catherine Beatty and I'm from Azalewood Business Centre. We're at ChefX today to promote our small offices, our conference facilities and our virtual office facilities. It's been an absolutely brilliant day here today. There's lots of people that we already know that we've been chatting to, and plenty of people that we've never met before, and we're getting introduced to them all the time. We've been really pleased with the event and we really hope that they will repeat it again next year.
Hi, I'm John Badley, partner at Wake Smith. It's great to be here supporting the Sheffield exhibition. It's good that Sheffield has an event such as this, and we are very supportive of the business community in Sheffield.
Hi, I'm Sarah Brown from Inspire to Aspire. I'm at ChefX today because I want to meet lots of inspirational Sheffield companies, lots of inspirational Sheffield people, and support the Sheffield industry. Thank you.
Tony, it's nearly 3 o'clock in the afternoon of ChefX, of your inaugural ChefX event. There's still a great buzz about the event. Seems to have gone very well from the perspective of a visitor. As the organiser, it must have been a nerve-wracking day and a nerve-wracking final week.
I think you summed it up nicer there, Jamie. From an organiser's point of view, from my personal point of view, what's actually important is that the exhibitors and the people attending the visitors have had a great day. What I think isn't really very important, to be honest. And the feedback that we've been getting from people just walking around asking, and even sort of through third parties, has been very, very positive. So touch wood, I've yet to have a negative comment. I'm sure there are a few out there, but nobody's been brave enough to mention anything just yet.
Indeed, and there is a great buzz, you're right. And I'm sure you'll be soliciting that kind of feedback from people, asking them what they liked most and what they'd like you to do differently. But you'll be back next year with another event, is that right?
Watch this space.
Excellent, good. So what about behind the scenes? As I said at the start, it looks to have gone really, really well. But anything been challenging for you?
Well, I think there's been a lot of challenges. We put the idea together in its final format in February, really, and by the end of February we built all the back office systems and everything. I think this is one of the things that people don't perhaps quite realise, the amount of work that goes in the background. So while we sat looking at a hall here with 120 plus exhibitors in there, we've had 1,500 people through, I think, today.
Yep.
So very, very pleased with that. But it's taken 6 months of solid slog, virtually full-time by a team of 3 and 4 people. So there's been an awful lot that goes into the background. It's not just a case of sort of turning up on the day, pulling up a couple of banners and off you go.
Indeed. So get that planning right. It makes it look very slick and well organised, but all that work's gone into it to do that. So
you're very kind to say it looks slick and organised. I've seen all the creaks and groans around the edges, but as long as too many people don't spot them as well, then I'm quite pleased with that.
And you've had speakers here as well, of course, today. You've had some inspirational speakers, advice, tips and so on. Proud of the lineup?
Yeah, well, I think we've had quite a good mix. We've tried to keep it as local as we can, but we've had some people that are national players from the local region. So we've had the topics as diverse as raising business finance. We've currently got one going on at the moment about running national franchises. We've had some business support stuff going on, some marketing talks, some pure inspirational, getting people motivated type stuff. So it's been quite a mix that we've tried to include in there. And it seems to have come together nicely. We've had a good crowd of people sat down listening to them. And again, people have given us some good feedback.
Great stuff. Well, 3 o'clock, as I said at the start, on the day of the event. So not long now till breakdown and closure of the event. You know, exhibitors breaking down their stands and you all going home and having perhaps a relaxing pint afterwards. Well done.
Yeah, I think there might be one or two Guinness or something this evening. I think what's quite encouraging, actually. I mean, we've obviously had been open till 9:30, till 4 o'clock, and normally with an event like this, you expect to start winding down, you know, maybe an hour and a half beforehand. Yeah. And I'm looking in the room now, and there's as many people in now as there were at 10 o'clock this morning.
Indeed.
So I don't know if I have to kick people out, but it's kind of heading in that direction. So, yeah, again, people still coming in the door. We're looking at reception. There are still people coming in now.
Loads of business being done between exhibitors and delegates. They're all talking, they're trading, lots going on.
This is exactly what it's all about. Again, it's you know, I think the thing I'm very keen to get over is that this is not about ChefX. This is about the people in the room getting some business done, doing some deals, earning some profit, getting some stuff planning for the future. ChefX is just a vehicle to help make that happen. So it's just, you know, all we do is we press the green button, we squirt a bit of oil into the machine, but, you know, we're not the people that's making it really happen. What's important is the output of what's happening in that room and people earning some profit. You know, got to remember, it's not a dirty word, profit.
Indeed.
I know we're in Sheffield, but it's not a dirty word, and there's not a single person in that room that's not out there to do as well as they can, and there's some great stuff happening out there, some great stories being told.
Well, you appear to have oiled the wheels magnificently. Well done on a great event today.
Thanks, Jeremy.
Thanks, Tony. Cheers.